at pro wrestling history with Bash.
In 1965 in Bloomington, Indiana, three-time World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, world champion Cactus Jack, Mankind, Dude Love, and Mick Foley were born. By the way, BT Dubs, all those names were for the same person. My wife calls me many names as well. In 1999 in Worcester, Massachusetts, Ivory took home the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, title when she beat Deborah. This was her first WWF title run. In 1997 in Boston, Massachusetts, Jeff Jarrett beat Dean Malenko to take home the World Championship Wrestling, WCW, U.S. Heavyweight title. In 2002 in Atlanta, Georgia, Steve Austin walked out on a taping of Raw. He was set to face Brock Lesnar and lose. Instead, the match was replaced with Vince McMahon facing Ric Flair. Woo, what a match. Since Stone Cold Steve Austin was a no-show, he was deactivated from the WWE roster. He would come back to the WWE later that same year. In 1879 in Boston, Massachusetts, H.M. Duffer took home the American Collar and Elbow title when he beat James Owens. And in 2005, Tommy Dreamer made history as the only person, other than Vince McMahon, to write, produce, and main event a World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, show. The pay-per-view event WWE brought back was an Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW, reunion show. Kind of like a throwback Thursday, but like on a larger, more expensive scale. Hashtag TBT. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.